Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast. It's Slice Time. Getting Slice reactions. Who's wrong, who's right. This podcast all depends on you.
Talkbacks are a phenomenon.
Baby,
tell all your friends you could be on. It's Slice Time. Free dessert.
Yeah, it's Slice Time for Brooklyn Boys, episode number 288. Got some feedback coming up. I'm excited for this one, Brody, because...
me too. We had a lot of controversial stuff.
And you let a brick fall on the last one, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, about the threesome I didn't have?
Wow! You let a brick fall out of your wall. I didn't know that. Yeah, Brody had a threesome.
I gotta be honest.
Well, almost had a threesome.
Until Spruce reminded me of it, I completely shunned it. Blocked it out of my mind. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Looking back on it now, I have to be honest with you. Haven't stopped thinking about it since we recorded.
Yeah.
But didn't think about it for, I don't know, 15 years, whatever it was.
Yep. That's crazy. Well, if you're stumbling upon us for the first time, just know that this is not the main Brooklyn Boys podcast. Check out one of our episodes and then go back to zero and start from there. But this is with the companion episode.
Yeah, this is the episode about the episode.
Right. It's the man.
Right, that's what it is.
The man behind the man. No, you're right. It's the episode about the episode.
Talking Dead that used to come on after The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They would sit around and talk about the episode they just watched.
Or it's like Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live. You know, if you watch the Reality Housewives of all those cities, you know, and then they talk about it, you know. So this is the show.
It's like,
right. Yeah. But this is for you. This is for the slices. It's from the slices. The show is about you, and it's all from you. It's no original content from us for this next hour.
Their name is in the title.
It's the Slice Time. Yeah,
it's in the jingle. It tells you all about it.
If you listen on the app, the iHeartRadio app, there's a microphone there. That's the place that you could comment. Press the button. Leave us a comment. Please make it brief. Please try not to do five in a row like some of these people you're about to hear.
Unless they're fantastic. Oh, by the way, the trucker is trying very hard to out himself. Again, he's got an account in the Brooklyn Boys fan page on Facebook called Benjamin Dover. Again, is Ben Dover. And he's putting up a number of videos. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I go watch them. Everybody's sending me clips. I can't tell if he's filming the videos or he's taking videos that people aren't in, like first person POV videos,
right,
and just revoicing them. So I don't know if he's in Florida or Hawaii. There's palm trees.
All right.
You know, anyway. So
whatever. It's all good. If you want to remain anonymous, feel free.
Mystery unravels.
Feel free.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from episode 287. Mr. Height is Mr. Right.
Oh, tall
Rachel
guys,
from New York to armchair diagnose Skiri. I believe that Skiri has a hang up about good tall luck. Guys because he was rejected for being too short. But actually, I realize I have no idea how tall Skiri is, so I don't know if this theory checks out or not.
No, it won't.
Slice for life.
No, it won't, because I'm 5'11", and I never had, I've never had, like, any issues about my height. I never felt self-conscious about myself.
Except that you're 5'10 and a half, and you rounded up to 11.
Well, either way. Depends on the sneakers that I'm wearing for that day.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
Rachel from New York would like a really nice-looking six-foot guy. Kind of like Goldilocks. Sweet spot right in the middle.
All right. All right. We can never be together.
Well, you're close. Morning, depends Brooklyn on what sneakers you wear.
Benny from Brooklyn. I'm listening to the Slice Time, and it just made me think about that bottle cap situation. The water bottles, I don't think there's anything to it, because I've seen all different colors with all different brands, correct, and it's the same crap. But something interesting that I learned over last Passover, I'm Italian Catholic, but over the last Passover,
Vinny from Brooklyn, we knew that.
Was that sodas with yellow caps during Passover have real sugar. Vinny from Brooklyn again, sorry about the part two, but so if you go look at Pepsi and Coca-Cola during the Passover season, they'll have a yellow cap on it.
Yes.
It is 100 times better. It's like the Mexican Cokes where they use real cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
That's correct.
Now, I was told that it was because it's kosher or whatever it is, but I don't know if that's the exact reason. But it is a Passover thing because they do have
He continues. He cannot contain himself.
Vinny from Brooklyn, again, different topic.
He's our boy.
Oh, okay. Well, let's comment on that topic first.
Okay. So when it's not kosher for Passover, I believe the word is gebracht. So again, everyone who knows anything about Passover knows that we eat matzah because the Jews didn't have time for the bread to rise when they ran out of Egypt, right? When Moses freed the slaves, didn't have time for the bread in the morning to rise. So they ate flat bread that cooked in the sun on their backs, whatever. So we eat matzah, okay? However, certain sects of Judaism take that to an extreme and won't eat anything that rises at all. Some people feel that corn rises, that corn is, it falls, I'm not going to get technical or religious on you, go look it up, but corn falls under the things you're not supposed to eat during Passover. I don't remember exactly why, but it has to do with rising or puffing up when it cooks. And so corn syrup obviously has corn in it.
Got it.
So that's why there's no corn syrup in soda. Does that make sense?
That I understand. And then the pure cane sugar thing, it's probably the lesser of two evils anyway, because it's sugar. It's cane sugar.
Well,
Whereas Coca-Cola and Pepsi are
in the high fructose.
All the soft drinks that you drink, most of them are just high fructose corn syrup anyway. But when you can get that, in Mexico, they use pure cane sugar because they don't use high fructose corn syrup. It's illegal over there. So that's why when you say you want a Mexican Coke, that's the Coke in the glass bottle. It's got pure cane sugar on it. Same. I'm gonna look for the yellow cap, Brody, because I like my pure cane sugar over the corn syrup.
But by the way, I now eat a Heinz ketchup. It's Simply.
Yep.
They don't use high fructose corn syrup. And by the way, Vinny from Brooklyn, thank you for letting us all know that you weren't Jewish. I was leaning that you thought you might be when he first said you were Vinny from Brooklyn.
Vinny from Brooklyn, again, different topic, but I agree with your theory. Shopping is a relaxing thing. I do it every Friday or Saturday to get away from my wife and four kids. I love to go to shop right by myself. I spend my time in there, look around like Scotty B does.
Yeah.
And the Gen Alpha problem and Gen Z problem is the parents, not so much the kids. It's that they weren't taught. And unfortunately, that's us Gen X's and millennials. Have a good one.
All right. I like that.
Scary goes shopping to get away from his stack of papers because he has no wife and four kids.
Yeah, but it's still relaxing to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. I've got the voice of reason here outside of Philly. This is Jeezy. Got two comments. One, Brody, when you went out for the steak dinner, I'm sure each time there must have been at least a tip that was probably $100 each.
$100.
At those bougie places, came to $200 in tips. So Scary covered you.
I did.
As far as gift cards, it's the same as cash. If I gave you $100 cash and said had dinner and you used it, you wouldn't split that with the table. So
that means if I use that gift card on Brody's steak dinner, it counts. Thank you. All right.
For the record, just to clarify, he left a tip on the first dinner of $100, which is not even close to what the dinner cost. The second dinner that you're referencing was split among a bunch of people.
Right, we've been over this 1,000 times. Either. Listen to the old episodes. Yeah. You'll hear all this.
That's it. Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Jamie from Queens here.
Jamie from Queens.
What you guys said about my top shelf booze half price drink Scamboni thing really was interesting. It never occurred to me that maybe they put in the cheap shit saying it was top shelf. I always thought they saw a couple of 20 something girls getting half price drinks and figured we'd be too drunk by the end of the night to realize we didn't get a discount. So thank you so much for enlightening me, guys.
You're welcome, Jamie.
Yeah, you got screwed twice, Jamie from Queens.
Hey, Scary. I've got a bone to pick with you. How come now that the Slices are calling you out on your crying about a measly $8 for parking when you just spent all kinds of money on an extravagant vacation where you probably spent the whole time basking in Post Malone's Left Behind love stank, you now say it's about principle. You know, I believe that when we were arguing the whole Brody $1.06 fiasco, Brody argued that it was about principle. And a bunch of us, including yourself, were not buying that from Brody and proceeded to label him as a cheap bastard, although he's only being careful with his money. And thank now you. You're turning to Brody and saying, it's about principle, right, Brody? You, sir, are nothing but a flip-flopper. And you're beginning to be somewhat of a curmudgeon in your old age. And that is why I'm proceeding to label you as a cheap, bougie, flip-flopping bastard that is not careful with his money. Good day, sir.
Maybe that needs to be in one of our new shirts.
Oh, he's got a point. He's got
cheap, flip-flopping, bougie bastard.
Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary, Scorody, Vani from Connecticut here. Brody, I absolutely agree with you, mate. I think Chad from Omaha Trucker Guy is definitely Juan Valdez.
How the way that he spoke
Spanish last week sounded very identical to Juan. I'm starting to think he has more character personas than Mick Foley.
No, he's the trucker guy. Chad from Omaha is the trucker guy that we just heard.
Yeah, but you know what?
Not
the second week in a row that this guy came on after the trucker. I'm thinking this guy might be Chad and the trucker.
Wouldn't that be a plot twist?
Brooklyn boys, Gio, Rockland County. It's been a while. All right. I gotta say it again. This fucking Valdez guy has got to stop. Enough is enough. He's got one episode. He shoned or shined. I don't know. Whatever. And then the other fucking guy from the Bronx. Enough. Please. Keep it to 2-3 maximum.
Steve from the Bronx.
That's fair.
Yeah, Gio. That's a fair point. Rockland County. That was episode 286, Slice Time.
Thank you.
Peace out, boys.
Peace out, my friend.
Peace out, Steve.
Brooklyn boys, this is Nick from Washington State. Hey, listen up, everybody, Slices. This is a public service announcement. Be fucking nice to each other. Don't be rude and shit. We're listening to the same show. We love this shit. It's like a fucking drug that we can't get enough. So yeah, don't be mean and don't be saying some fucked up shit to each other. Come on. It ain't right. I know your mama taught you better.
All right. Public service announcement coming in.
He's got a point. We should not be cursing each other out, you know.
Spread the punk ass Steve from the Bronx. You don't want the smoke, baby. I live in the Bronx now. I'm in your hood. Come at me.
See?
Maddie from Brooklyn. In the Bronx.
That just negated right the last one.
Over there. String a sentence together properly. Get your grammar up, homie.
Oh my God. See what I'm saying? We can't win because
how are they in a row like this? We don't pick the order.
We don't know. This is chronological.
And yes. To be clear, no Brooklyn girl is scared of a punk ass Bronx dude. This is Maddie again, if you couldn't tell.
All right. Already,
I'm afraid of her and she's not even mad at me.
We just had a public service announcement that negated the last one. I don't know.
Scary and Brody over there, rocking Steve from the Bronx.
Oh, there he is.
First of all, Brody, I'm sorry. I got a little harsh on you. I apologize. But the no sick problem. Dinner's enough. And also, I want to say to Manny, who shouted me out, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
As well as Maddie in Florida, wherever the fuck that bitch lives. You can both go fuck yourselves.
Okay.
You have your opinion. I have mine.
Okay, okay.
My opinion about you.
Okay.
Shut the fuck
up. Okay, okay,
over
okay.
There.
Let's be nice.
This is not what this was supposed to turn into.
You don't want Maddie smoke.
And I love how he comes in right after Maddie. Wait, maybe Steve Rockin' Steve is Maddie from the Bronx.
guys, it's all good.
It's all love. It's all love here. What are we doing?
It's it.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Hey, this is Gina here outside of Philadelphia, and I disagree with you, Scary. I do not like a tall guy who is not as handsome as a shorter guy who is good looking.
Fair enough.
So you lose on that one. Okay. That's like saying a man would take a skinny woman that needs a bag over her head over a woman that maybe's got an extra 10 pounds but is gorgeous looking. So, are you taking the bag over the head, Scary? Let us know.
Not answering this. All right, continuing.
Yeah.
Reggie here. Some advice for everybody. Movie theater, popcorn, drinks, candy, all way overpriced, way overpriced. Don't buy any of that stuff. Just go to the theater, wait a couple minutes into the movie. People drop stuff. You can go around the floor and suck up more than you could ever afford to buy. Smack it right up off the floor.
That's a good point. A money-saving tip from Reggie. Thank you, Reggie.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brody. This is Katie from Cleveland. I am 1,000% with you about the nurse practitioner acting unprofessional and not telling you numbers. It is imperative that people know what their numbers are because all doctors and labs have different ranges. And functional medicine doctors and naturopaths actually have more narrow ranges so that they catch things a lot sooner than conventional doctors.
Okay. You hear that?
Thank you. Yeah, what if my primary care physician says, well, how is your blood pressure? When they checked it, they said it was good. That doesn't translate.
Hey, guys, Katie from Cleveland again. Hey,
alliteration.
About this TikTok thing, just FYI, I was told by people in the IT industry when all that election fraud or whatever came up, China can just access stuff from Facebook and any other American social media. So whether it's TikTok or Facebook, China can still access it. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, the difference is that Facebook can regulate, if they choose to, what people post and how they post. We can't regulate TikTok. That's the issue. Again, not giving an opinion, just telling you what the story is.
She's back again.
Katie from Cleveland again. Sorry.
Katie from C.
About this TikTok thing. I was listening to some ex-CIA person, and he said it's not possible for TikTok to be sold to the U.S. because, I don't know, just however it's structured or however it functions, it's not possible. I don't know if that's true, but that's just what he said.
Unless he's not really a CIA agent. There has been some concern that the company cannot sell to an American, but it doesn't mean they can't sell to a different foreign nation or a different rich person from another country.
As always, it's Brody with Scary. Tim from Youngstown. Scary. Why the fuck would you want to get rid of TikTok? You're fucking advertising for Dr. Fat Loss. You're making money off of it. Use your head. What the fuck are they going to use with the information with Dr. Fat Loss? It might actually help you.
Sorry, I don't use TikTok as much as I use Instagram. I don't.
Regardless, did you tell him to mention Dr. Fat Loss?
No. In fact, I'm secretly smiling from ear to ear right now because I get away with he not having to play the jingle. Yeah, he got three mentions. Yeah. Exactly. That guy fell into my trap. He repeated...
What trap?
The trap... I'm not saying it. The trap of me mentioning...
Right.
...a sponsor. So, right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
If I hear one more person... At least I know Tim from Tim? We know him.
Nope. Tim, but I love
somebody
you,
somebody else from Youngstown, if somebody else calls and they're like, this is Mike from Alaska. I want to talk to you about the Sloman Shield. Yeah, anybody, your clients...
you mentioned... thank you, Brody. See, I don't have to play the jingle.
I'm allowed. Great. I don't get paid anything from your sponsors.
You just. I need gave my sponsors.
Can somebody sponsor me?
Give my sponsors.
By the way, I have an announcement of another thing you can buy to support me on the next Brooklyn Boys. I got another thing coming out. A small thing coming out.
So I was the one who said that I have to fast forward through this lifetime jingle because it gets stuck in my head. Yep. And you said, you know, it's a good parody when, like, the parody lyrics are what you hear. That is true of every single parody you've ever done. I never hear the lyrics of the real song. And I'm shocked when the real song is playing. And I'm like, what? They got the words wrong?
No. See? That's great.
That's the ultimate compliment.
That really is. Writer.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. It looks like these are now starting for number 288, Two Girls, One Schmuck.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. Jamie from Queens here. Scary story about the ladies on the plane reminded me of a story from my dad. My dad
once was coming back from Club Med, and these three douchebag guys didn't plan properly and were late for the plane. They showed up in their bathing suits and were giving this flight attendant a hard time. So as they're changing in the back of the plane, the flight attendant says on the loudspeaker, "And in the back, there are three full moons for everyone to look at."
Hi-yo! Ba-dum-bum.
Hi-yo.
All right.
That's a lot to prepare.
Thank you, Jamie from Queens. Round of applause for the joke. Appreciate you. We'll be right back.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm liking these slice times.
Yeah.
These are pretty good.
It's good so far.
Good talk backs, guys.
What do you got next?
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Slice for life. Sean from Newton here. Oh, my God. Nice, I am so glad for Bruce being back here and
Spruce
being able to go back to Brooklyn via my job and having LMB's round nice slice for the first time. Oh, my God. This has made my
well,
week.
Well, perfection.
Oh, my God. Continue.
No, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said round slice.
Yes. The you go there for the Sicilian.
The square.
But the round is classic.
Yeah, but it's not why they're legendary. It's the listen, the round is great, but you could get perfect just as it you could get the same quality awesome slice at another slice shop. It's great.
Can't get
it's
Sicilian,
awesome
though. You can't get the Sicilian
yeah,
like
yeah, but
that
you cannot.
Except for the three places that ripped them off.
I don't know, man. I'm still partial to the square.
You got to have the square. But if you can get a square pie, you get one round slice for the ride home.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. It's Marilyn from Omaha. I'm listening to episode 288.
Uh-oh.
And
uh-oh,
you guys are talking about Spruce. And it occurred to me, you know, Scary is just channeling I Heart John from the D.C., Baltimore, Maryland
area. Intern John.
Intern John.
He says, my man, all the time. It has nothing to do with being black or anything. I'm just sticking up for Scary. Love you guys.
Thank you.
For life.
Awesome. We might have to get Intern John on the show to defend me as well.
Intern John filled in a couple of times as my co-host on Walkers and Talkers. And little known fact, I helped John get the job in Washington, D.C. I'm very, very proud of him. But he mamans like everyone. You're right.
Right.
But Scary only mamans people of color. That's
not
difference.
Okay, that's not true.
You have never walked up to a white guy and went, that's what's up, my man, no. Harold?
You know, in fact, you know what? Now, John, you owe Brody a steak dinner because he got you a job in D.C.
Can I tell you something? I'll tell you a quick story. And it's not funny, but it's true. So back in the day, it used to be the Kane Show. Kane was a friend, and Kane's boss, Mark, who became our boss at Z100, reached out to me and said, hey, Kane and I would like help finding a sidekick, a guy who's fun and funny and do videos and he's good on social media.
Right.
And I recommended Intern John, and they loved him. Then they got in touch with me again, and they said, we need a female co-host. And Kane said to me, right, well, listen, Kane said to me, if you get me a female co-host, I will take you to a 5-star steak dinner.
Ah!
The best dinner you ever had.
Yep.
So I got him. I recommended Danny from Minnesota. They hired Danny. So now I've submitted half of his show. And unfortunately, Kane is no longer with us. I never got my steak dinner. So I've had no luck with people buying me steak dinners.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Jamie from Queens again. Scary, do you listen to Brody when he speaks?
No,
because
apparently
you're
not
making it seem like Brody's Cheesecake Factory experience wasn't bad enough to get a gift card, when it sounds like the woman was telling Brody that they weren't going to give out a gift card, period, at all.
So I don't think he would have gotten a gift card from that woman, no matter how bad his experience was.
So then,
so Scary, open your ears.
Yeah, but what, yeah, no, but then what were you fighting for, Brody?
If not a gift card,
you were fighting for a gift card, were you not?
You're missing her point. You're missing her point. The woman on the phone told me we don't give gift cards to anybody. Then you said my problem wasn't big enough for a gift card. Jamie's pointing out you didn't hear me.
No, I said because if you had a big enough problem, you would have gotten a gift card. The woman on the phone was telling you a lie.
Well, I'm gonna have
you don't give gift cards out to anybody is a bullshit line, and you know it. And Jamie knows
it. Is why I'm gonna call back. But I told you, I don't think this particular woman would have given me a gift card no matter what I said.
No.
I'll get somebody else on the phone.
What I'm saying was, if you had a big enough issue, a gift card would have appeared. What I'm telling you is, what you were complaining about did not rise to the level of them admitting that they actually give gift cards out to people.
It did the way I told the story. Anyway, next call.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Marilyn from Omaha. I wanted to say, Scary, you know, when you go, my man, you're just channeling intern John from the Maryland, D.C. area.
We talked about this already.
iHeartRadio show. It's all good. And then, Brody, yes. If you just simply open the emergency door on the airplane, that would be doing good. You would be fulfilling your duty.
Thank you.
And I love MJ from NJ. I love what she says. She's so smart.
Okay. Thank you. She
is absolutely right.
That was her second talkback of the same comment, right? But part two is
probably
different.
Didn't think the first part. Oh.
That's okay.
Registered.
That's all right.
Part two is classic.
You're nowhere in Juan Valdez territory of leaving seven talkbacks in a row.
Rock and Steve has not threatened you yet for leaving the same message twice.
Brody, in episode 248, you're talking to us about how you had a Facebook Marketplace customer go to your house to pick something up, and she said that she was a fan of yours, and she said, you don't understand, you're a freaking rock star. And I tweeted you and quoted her saying, you don't understand, you're a freaking rock star, and then I put episode number 248. So my height is 5 foot, and I like tall guys, but I don't think that I'd ever date a guy that was more than like 6 foot. There's a point where they're too tall and I just can't reach him when I have to kiss them.
Fair enough. Oh, she continues.
By the way, you got to leave your name. I know you're Patty because I figured out from your tweet.
Oh no, there's four more in a row. Here we go.
Well, they're all Patty.
Brody, I agree with you. I think that kids should respect adults. And if a child is sitting in the front seat and an adult goes up to the car, the child should automatically sit in the back seat because the adult should sit in the front seat. It's just 100%. Out of respect.
Yeah.
Right. That's just the way it is. And some people just don't teach their kids how to properly respect adults anymore.
Yeah. All right.
Agreed. These kids today.
Kids today, get off my lawn.
Scary, it was nice of you that you let your friend and his wife sleep in your bed. I would have, if I had your money, I would have either gone out and bought a new mattress to replace the old one, or I would just buy new sheets and burn the old ones.
Well,
But it was kind of funny that you decided not to change the sheets before he and his wife slept in them. So he ended up sleeping on dirty sheets.
Exactly. And by the way, we do this all the time where we don't buy new mattresses. And it's called a hotel. All right. Think of the thousands and thousands of people that have slept on a hotel mattress. They don't change the mattress after every person. I mean, they change the sheets. They change the sheets.
How about that time you and I and most of the morning show stayed in the same hotel room?
Yeah.
One after the other?
Yeah. We could only hope.
We used the same shower?
Yep.
What was it? Which hotel was that?
I forgot. They were out of business.
It was the Chamberlain. It was the Chamberlain Hotel.
The Chamber Hotel. Whatever. They're gone. They're gone now. Anyway, I wasn't last. You were.
No, I wasn't either.
You sure?
I wasn't. Yeah, 100%.
Brody, what was that rule that you had that if you're going to correct somebody, you better make sure that you're right?
Uh-oh.
And in one of the talkbacks I sent, I said to Scary that he should buy $30 worth of food and I should buy $100 worth of food. And then we should divide it up in $65 each. And Reggie decided to correct me. And Reggie decided to correct me, and she heard me wrong, and she thought I said $60 worth of food for Scary and $100 worth of food for me, and that's not right. And if Reggie wasn't so busy licking blood off of toilet seats, maybe she would have heard me right.
Oh, my God.
And good for point, all Patty, the slices right now, out there who decided to complain because I sent a lot of talkbacks, I don't give a shit. And nobody said anything when Juan Valdez decided to send 9 consecutive talkbacks.
Good point, Patty. That was 5, but you never said your name. So I'm here for you.
Replying to the girl complaining about the drink prices at the hookah bar. If you ordered off the menu, which it sounds like you did, it comes with the liquor included that's stated under the menu. If you don't want top shelf liquor, then you gotta say house margarita, house martini, whatever it is.
Yeah. Go to the well.
It's a valid point. Yep. Go to the well.
Scary. That's crazy that they charged you $25 for a jar of peanut butter, but it's really crazy that you didn't catch it before you left the store.
I didn't.
And I understand the principle of charging you $8 to park. That is stupid. And in a small town that I live in, none of the stores charge any of their customers to park. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have an $8 million system. You can afford a.
Yeah, see, just because I can afford it, right? When I pull up at the valet, if I have a more expensive car than Brody's shitbox, do I have to pay more at the valet?
Are you kidding me?
Do I have to pay more at the valet?
Yes.
Do I have to tip more?
100%. By the way,
they're doing the same service. It's about the service.
When you get your car washed, do they stop you and go, nice car, man?
Always.
No. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I washed my car today. 2 people stopped me. Nice car.
No, but my point is, they're performing a service and you're tipping on the service, right? So
yeah, but you want them to tip nicely on your nicer car.
If Brody's getting the same service as I am.
Wait a minute. So if somebody brings you a burger at Applebee's, you give them the same tip as someone who brings you a steak at a steakhouse? They're just bringing a plate of food.
No, because it costs more.
Not to the waiter.
In that case, you have to tip. In that case, you tip on the price of the food.
Well, then you're tipping on the price of the car. Why should a waiter bringing a plate of food in one place get less money than a waiter bringing a plate of food in another place? If it's the same, you said.
It's an interesting analogy, but. You're trying to say I'm trying to incur the cost because I have a more expensive car than let's say the next car,
right? Which means you want them to be extra careful, careful.
I don't know. It's a double standard. Wow, I think we found a double standard. I agree with you, but
that's for some reason I can sleep tonight.
No.
Why don't you bring it up on the big show tomorrow?
And make that same analogy.
Yeah, and say Brody says, well, if it's the same service, then a guy bringing you a plate of steak is the same as a guy bringing you a burger. Or a woman. Not a plate of woman, a woman bringing you a burger. It's the same service, they're both going to get you a drink. A bartender opens up a Corona, just goes and gives you a bottle. You give him a dollar, right?
I give him whatever 20% of whatever that cost.
All right, so the bottle's $8, right? So you give him $1.60 for going like this?
Yeah, whatever, $2, $2.
Okay, but if a waitress in Red Robin goes all the way in the back and gets you soda and comes all the way back with your soda, you give a what? You give a shit. You get nothing on a soda.
What?
Bartender does no work. I mean, bartenders work.
I'm it's the price. The price of the soda is going to be factored in at the end of the meal. So you're tipping the 20%.
You're giving the soda girl 15% on a $3 soda. You're giving the guy 15% on a bottle of beer he opened up.
I think the better analogy would be the bottle of beer sitting at the bar, and they go and they handed you that. Versus let's say in New York City, very expensive. Cocktails are $20-$25. So a $20-$25 mixed cocktail that they give you, and I find myself tipping 20% on the cocktail as well.
20%. Wait a minute. What if the waitress brings it over? You're sitting down and you order a cocktail.
Same thing, 20%.
Yeah, but the bartender doesn't get that. Gets tipped out.
They split it.
You think they do.
You don't know what the percentage is. The bartenders have to be tipped out by the waitresses and waiters.
I would like to see you tip people at the theme restaurants. It's interesting. The same way you tip at the bougie.
This isn't the Brooklyn Boys, though. This is Slice Time.
Okay.
We should explore this.
Yes, let's do that.
Because it is a double standard. You're 100% right.
Brody, always. Did you really just compare an airplane's door falling off and risking somebody dying?
He did.
Over a lie at the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
Scary's right. You're comparing apples to oranges.
Exactly.
Either way, it's fruit.
Yeah. Brody has a flair for the dramatic.
I don't even remember what I said. What did I say?
You made some ludicrous analogy and tried to just to fit your argument to make yourself sound
that
right.
That sounds about right. I don't remember what I said, scary, but that sounds
Brody,
about
Brody,
right.
Scary, it's Dez from CT. Just want to let you know, between 288 and 287 are the funniest podcasts you guys have done in a while, between what Scary calls Not Blackless and my boy Spruce, or I should say my man. Those were just, I replayed them twice now. That's how funny they are.
Nice.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you. I really needed that. Can't wait to get my shirt. Fuck deal.
Still sitting here, by the way, on my couch. Yeah, let's address that really quickly before we move on.
Do we have to?
Well,
you don't want to see
the box has finally made it to my apartment. The box of all of your orders. I'm sitting here staring at all of them in bags. Okay?
Stacks of shirts.
Stacks and stacks. Okay?
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
Tomorrow, maybe Thursday, I will sign it. We're gonna have a dual signing. Brody's gonna come over to my house. And we're going to do them all at once, and we're going to ship them out. We're on the hook now, Brody. We're on the clock.
Can't do Thursday. Well, maybe Thursday night.
How about tomorrow?
We'll figure it out.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Do it for the slices, Brody.
Maybe tomorrow, late tomorrow. We'll figure it out.
Come over to my house.
Did you buy the silver pen?
I'll even have a Diet Coke No Ice waiting for you.
The 20-year-old Diet Coke?
No, the one with the yellow
cap.
Like
you gave me the last time?
I'll give you the yellow cap.
I don't want sugar. The Diet Coke doesn't have sugar
Brooklyn
in it.
Boys, MJ from NJ, you got to have Spruce back on again.
Of course.
Oh, my God, his laughter. I was cracking up. I almost peed myself again. I'm doing my walk. Oh, my God, I love him. You got to get him back more often. And Brody, you're not going to get any credit. I'm sorry. Now, maybe you will, but yep. It really sucks. I hope you get it. All right, bye.
Get what?
For what? What did I get credit for? What didn't I get credit for?
She didn't.
Oh, you know what?
There was no context there.
Remind me on the Brooklyn Boys to talk about something that I never get credit for, but I finally got credit for it.
Oh, really?
Something I did 20 years ago.
Okay.
That everybody knows it, and no one knows I wrote it.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. I don't know if it's recording, but back the ESPN thing.
PJ from BJ's.
They're not your record keepers. They want you to be responsible for your own looking at your statement that you've been charged. But I still would complain to Verizon because they're the ones that were supposed to cancel it. I hope you do get a credit. I don't. Maybe you won't. I don't know. Or maybe you will. But keep trying. Okay. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you too.
I'm sorry. This is the last one. Okay. So about the Verizon thing, it's really their fault. Okay. They got millions of dollars. They dropped the ball.
Thank you.
Okay. They really were supposed to cancel it. But then again, as a customer, you're supposed to pay attention to your statements and things like that. But I would, probably call corporate Verizon. They're billionaires, please. That's their mistake. They dropped the ball. They were supposed to drop that ESPN. All right, bye.
Bye.
I should have her call for me. Oh, my God.
Hey, Brody. God, I love John from Texas. Just sitting here in a bar right now. Just thought about y'all. Or, well, you, I guess. Selling a pool table on Facebook. If you sell it for me, there's 10% your way. Look me up, JonSeaWrighT on Facebook. Slice for life.
Okay. He definitely mulled that over a few beers.
Yeah. I'm glad he's thinking about me. See, I can't sell it for you because I don't know when you're home to have them pick it up.
All right.
I have to coordinate your schedule. I do sell stuff on eBay for
Brody stereo. Is our very own task rabbit. Not a bad gig.
I'm sitting here in a bar in Texas thinking about you.
I didn't thought that was going somewhere else, by the way.
Come on, yeah, baby,
Brody. Oh, wait. This person is on speakerphone.
From 20 feet away.
Oh, my goodness. $88 for subscription. Come on, baby, Brody. I don't know what happened. You're usually so good about this shit. $88. You can pay Whole Foods parking lot 11 times for Scary Jones' two trips. But I feel free. I actually feel free. I'm on your side. This is fucking obnoxious. This is why I hate those Brooklyn boys. This is Nick again. Yeah, this is why I fucking hate those free subscription options from Verizon or whatever, because then you have to deal with Verizon or Apple TV or Netflix, and I fucking hate that shit. It's like they want you to forget about that.
And of course.
For the entire fucking year.
Yes.
God damn it. And they just raised prices for all those stupid subscriptions.
Here's what you do.
Again, third audio. Hey, listeners, don't fucking crucify me for this. Also, just wanted to say quickly, I fucking hate Cheesecake Factory and their model, how they deal with customers. For some reason, Cheesecake Factory in Washington State, they just, it's like, they don't give a shit if you fucking die in front of their restaurant. I swear to God.
Correct.
Yeah, they definitely should give you something, David Brody. Love you.
Thank you. Whenever I sign up for like 3 free months of Apple Music or something, or I immediately go to my phone, I put a reminder in 2 weeks
to
from the expiration.
Yeah, to cancel. Yeah.
And 1 week away, yeah. And I cancel a week beforehand. This way, I'm done. I don't ever let
anyone
it run,
who's
run
ever created
autocomplete.
Anyone who's ever created an app with a reoccurring payment structure in it will tell you it is a goldmine. It is the gift that keeps on giving, because they are banking on you forgetting to cancel, and they just run up the score. They really do, because most people do forget to cancel, or it's just being charged in the background. Facts. I know that. Facts. I know some app creators, and they
have
that structure.
That's why I may have to start an OnlyFans page. Give like the first 3 months free, and then the second month is $15.99.
Yeah, because chances are you'll forget. By the time you catch up, it's like the gym membership that keeps going, auto pay, and then you stop going to the gym.
Yep. I mean, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine starting, so let alone running out.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, it's Alex from Philly. Listening to Scary flub over himself, trying to explain why Les gets all the white girls in the bar and to talk about Tall Darren is just like so cringe, and watching him dig himself deeper into a hole. Always, Brody and Scary.
I have no problem with that.
Well, I just didn't want to say the wrong thing. That's why I had to be very careful about my words.
A verbal landmine. Hey, hi. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, you
know. How are you doing? Yeah.
We don't edit here. We're like as if we're live on a radio show. We're used to doing live. That's why we don't edit. Our friends at Serial Killers, kudos to them. They don't edit either. They're all live.
Yeah,
they just go.
I'm pretty sure they don't edit because Scotty wants to show Andrew made a mistake.
No, but it's true. We like to just go with the flow.
I think if Scotty made a mistake, he'd edit it. But no, yeah, we just let it run.
We let it roll. So I have to be careful about what I say, because I know that I'm not going to go back and edit it in post.
Yeah, because you're lazy.
Hey,
no.
Hey, Scary, I agree with you. I read labels, and it takes me, I could spend 2 hours in a grocery store as well, because it takes a long time to read those labels and make sure you're not getting all those extra sugars and preservatives and all those things that are making us all unhealthy and fat and obese and with chronic diseases. So I agree with you. Takes a long time. And I also enjoy being in the grocery store, especially when I go to other countries. It's really fun to see what they have.
Everything that this woman just said is absolutely true. I love that. That's my favorite talk back of the week, because honestly, you know why? Because she's being real there, and she actually read, and there's she read up on it. Okay, let's just put it that way.
There's all kinds of things. Speaking of which, we can talk about this on the podcast.
This entire country is keeping us fat. They're making us
Chick-fil-A is changing their no hormone policy.
Yep, they're allowed to have hormones in their chicken from here on out, right?
Non-human affecting hormones.
Great. Yeah. This country's...
makes sense, though. I read the article. It makes sense. If you just read the headline, you're like, what?
These big companies are not regulated. They're on the take, and they are poisoning us. They are.
I don't think that's... On the take from who? The poison people?
No. They're on the take.
I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into this.
I'm just telling you they're poisoning us.
Yeah,
there's no restrictions on their shit. And the bigger the company, the more they get away with it. I don't want to call out brand names and call out huge corporations.
Right, because they could be sponsors of us someday.
Someday, right. But it's true. No, but it's true.
They're lining up for the podcast.
They're the funding. They're the GoFundMe that may keep our podcast running for years. So, but the truth is, I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it works. She's so right. Look into what she's saying.
Yeah, okay.
Hey guys, this is Katie from Cleveland. This is about the verbal for sitting in the emergency row. Bulgarians actually have just the opposite meaning for head shakes. Our yes head shake means no to them, and our no means yes to them. So maybe that's why they need the verbal.
Wow. Didn't know that. Brody's Googling it.
No, I can't fucking believe it. Scary Jones brought home the jingles. Oh, this is Dustin from upstate North Carolina.
You keep thinking that, Dustin.
Yeah, hey, Brooklyn you, Dustin. Boys, he me this too. Is Stacy from PA, Slice for Life, Brody and Scary. Great hearing Spruce today on episode 288. Loved it.
We agree.
Thank you. Thanks for the feedback.
Thank you. I'll let him know.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Menachem here. This is your weekly reminder. Ah, just kidding. Congratulations, Scary, for bringing the jingles home.
Hey, you're welcome there.
Okay.
You could play Brody's Fake Dinner Update. Sorry, I don't know how to sing.
Okay.
But you get the point.
Is that what he's requesting? Brody's Fake Dinner Update? Hold on.
No, he's requesting all the jingles you didn't bring home.
No, he wants Brody's Steak Dinner Update.
Apparently, curb your enthusiasm the whole time. He never played it.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Here is a jingle. Brody's Steak Dinner Update. Brody's Steak Dinner Update.
Oh, great. Now Rockin' Steve is going to get pissed.
There you go. There's a jingle for you. Hold on a second.
You had that jingle.
No, I didn't. I brought home the jingles. You heard the man?
Yeah, playlist in an order. Playlist in an order by the Pearl Jam parody.
Perfect.
Brooklyn Boys.
Thank you for your talkbacks. We love you, Slices.
You're ending the show?
That's it.
Yeah.
Getting Slice reactions.
What?
This podcast almost depends on you.
Baby.
Scary. Jones is a big fucking liar.
That's all we had for this week. Thanks for your participation. Hey, if you've never left a slice time talk back, get in on the action. We know so many people. We see the downloads. There's thousands of you out there. Let's hear some new voices.
That's an understatement.
How about some new voices on the next one?
And old ones. We still like the old ones.
Yeah, I know. I do too. Let's get some new voices. That's all I got for you.
No, by the way, Chad from Omaha didn't call this week.
No.
And Juan Valdez didn't call.
Why are we still talking? The jingle's over.
What?
Why are we still talking?
I can't hear you. The jingle's playing.
The jingle's still on.
I still hear the jingle.
Well,
because I left a minute of instrumental.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.